Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie.
Good God, I love this NFL Films music.
True story. Not awesome. That long ago, I shared this with my girlfriend. We were watching football, and I was like, hey, babe, you need to hear some NFL Films music.
Ooh.
And she actually didn't. She didn't get annoyed.
Really?
That quickly by it.
That now, quickly.
That quickly.
Now, since you brought that up, is your girlfriend familiar with the old school Monday Night Football theme? Dun, 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 dun.
I believe
is she,
so.
Is she? Okay. Because that's my favorite.
That one, okay.
I had that as a...
Really?
When you could have ringtones on your phones back in the day, yeah. I had that forever.
You did? Nice.
Everyone loved it when my phone went off. Yeah, everybody loved it.
I like the other one where it's when Boomer would do his, like, 2 minutes, like, deal.
NFL Prime Time.
Okay, yeah.
Too Many Drill. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good one, too. That's classic.
I don't know what any of those songs are called, but you know the specific songs as soon as you hear it.
It's like those actors, actresses that show up in a movie every once in a while. Like, oh, yeah, he or she's been in a lot of movies. I don't know their name, though.
Guy's good. I don't know his name, but he's great.
These are good, and also, I'm not going to lie, I mean... He's certainly a controversial figure, but the Hank Williams Jr. Monday Night Football intro.
Okay, yeah.
How are you ready for some football?
That was a classic.
I enjoyed those, especially because they would have just some ridiculous montage in the 90s that would feature fighter jets and all sorts of just ridiculous American excellence.
Explosions.
Exactly. It was a Michael Bay production, essentially. Monday Night Football, that is far, far away from here.
Right.
We had Thursday football, Thanksgiving football yesterday. Let's go through all the games that happened yesterday.
Right.
Packers beat the Lions 31-24. They got to stop putting the Lions on Thanksgiving football. I get it. It's a tradition.
Are you over it?
It's a tradition. Blah, blah, blah. The Lions always lose. Do you think that
at
hardworking
home.
Detroiters...
At home on top of that.
They lose at home every year, even when they're good. Hardworking Detroiters are forking over an arm and a leg to go to a game at Ford Field only to see the Lions get stuffed in a locker year after year after year after year. And yesterday it happened again. That was a game that, sure, it was close, the final score, but I never felt... Like the Lions were going to win this one.
No. Here's how I look at it with the Lions playing on Thanksgiving, first of all. It's almost like a consolation prize at this point because you've never been to a Super Bowl.
Nope.
You just recently made it to the NFC title game.
Which you blew a 24-7 lead
Which
in.
You blew that in. So this is the consolation prize. We're just going to leave you on Thanksgiving every year at home and watch you lose repeatedly to a division rival. That's what we're going to do for you.
And I want the Lions to win someday. I think that's a fan base.
Paul, do you really want the Lions to win?
Yeah, I do. I don't.
Why?
I don't dislike Lions fans. There are certain fan bases that have always been losers that I want to remain losers. You know, Chicago Cubs fans. Like, oh, it's my identity. I'm a loser. Mets fans as well. Like, I like to see you just sit in your place and stew there.
Just stew in it.
But the Detroit Lions fans, I feel bad for. Like, they've had two great players retire in the midst of their prime.
Yes.
Barry Sanders. That's rough. Megatron. It's rough.
That is rough.
And you play every Thanksgiving, and this time you lose. In a game where there were certainly some questionable things afterwards. I don't know if you saw Matt LaFleur calling a timeout that stopped a false start when they were on the goal line for the Packers.
Don't get me started on that.
Uh-oh. That seemed ridiculous. Uh-oh. And then also, Colin, there was that other call where it looked like the Packers did not catch a touchdown catch, and the ball came out at the very end, and yet it was still ruled a touchdown for the Packers. So it's not just the Lions are going to lose every single year. It feels like they also just have bad luck on top of that.
They're going to get screwed on top of that.
Right, exactly.
Because that's pretty much. Now, on that touchdown you're talking about, I looked at that clip. I didn't think there was enough to overturn it.
It was tough.
I just did not think there was enough to overturn it. I didn't. If you were going to call that incomplete, I'd have been okay with it. But they called it a touchdown. I didn't think there was enough to overturn it.
I mean, the foot's down, but whoever the Lions player that was that came in hit the ball with his helmet, and you could see it move a little bit. I just don't think that it properly maintained possession.
But the ball can move a little bit as long as you don't, like, completely lose possession. It looked like he still kind of had it clutched to himself. So I don't know. That's why I said I don't think there was enough to overturn it. I wouldn't have overturned it.
And it becomes the age old question yet again.
What is a catch?
Yeah, exactly.
What is a catch? Cowboys fans, what is a catch?
Well, listen, get your shots in on the Cowboys while you can, because the next game from yesterday, Cowboys 31, Chiefs 28. The Chiefs are now 6-6. The Texans have moved up to the first team at the top of the in-the-hunt graphic, and we'll talk more about Texans and Colts as the show goes along. But the Cowboys got a huge win, and in back-to-back weeks, they have beaten both teams that were in this past Super Bowl. So I'm gonna throw out the first take question.
Here we go.
I'm doing it for ratings.
Here we go.
I'm doing it for ratings, Chris.
Let me just stop. Here we go.
Are the Dallas Cowboys back? Just like we do with, is Texas back? Are the Dallas Cowboys back?
Don't make me start on the damn Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, Colin. No, they are not back.
I thought that was Stephen A. Smith back there.
Yeah, that guy too. No, they're not back. Paul, you know the Cowboys are not back.
I don't know, Jim.
You know.
Ooh, I don't know, Jim. All right.
All right, Tony. I like Tony Romo. I do. I like Tony Romo, but no, they're not. I don't think they're back. Now, I'll be honest. I completely thought they were going to bungle yesterday's game because that's what the Cowboys usually do. They come off an emotional high by beating the Eagles and coming back after being down 21-0. They win that game. They usually lose that next game, which is a big game, and they didn't.
No.
But no, they're not back. I don't think they're back.
What they're doing this year has been really impressive. Brian Schottenheimer is a legitimate Coach of the Year candidate, because Coach of the Year is about what are the expectations for you going into the year. It's about, do we think you suck going into the season? And I would say, as somebody who covered Brian Schottenheimer as an offensive coordinator when I was up in Seattle, and the last question I ever asked Pete Carroll was, hey, Pete, are you going to keep Brian Schottenheimer around? And Pete said, yeah. And they fired him hours later.
That's usually how it goes.
Exactly. So that's
usually how it goes.
Brian Schottenheimer frustrated a lot of people in Seattle, specifically with how he was managing the Seahawks offense, because a lot of people thought Russell Wilson should be able to throw the football more. But nobody cares about any of that. Brian Schottenheimer, right now, is a legitimate Coach of the Year candidate.
He's doing a good job. I'll give him that.
Given what he has done with this Cowboys team, that, of course, goes into the year with this big Micah Parsons trade to open things up with a defense that has really not looked so good. This offense is making Dak Prescott again look like he did a couple of years ago, where he was a fringe MVP candidate.
That's true, but I will give the defense credit since they brought in Quinton Williams coming in. I think they're number one in the league against the run since he came in these last two or three games, since the trade.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten a lot better at stopping the run. Yeah. So I'll give them that, but I just know the Cowboys, and I'm used to them eventually doing what the Cowboys usually do.
Yeah. Well, speaking of what the Cowboys usually do, very interesting game next Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the Cowboys and the Lions Thursday Night Football
on
Amazon Prime. That's a win or go home kind of game.
That's
with
a big
just
one right there.
Left.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, both teams need like desperately need a win here to keep things going and keep those playoffs. Even more so for the Cowboys,
right?
Because they're more behind the eight ball than the Lions are right now.
Yeah, for
sure.
They
really are. So.
Texans play the Chiefs next Sunday. Are the Chiefs dead? They're 6-6. I'm too much of a coward to say that they're dead.
They're dead.
Kansas City's 1-5 on the road this year, which is interesting. And Arrowhead Stadium is a tough place to play.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm feeling more confident about the Texans against the Chiefs on Sunday. I just have this other shoes always going to fall mindset when it comes to the Texans in a primetime game. Might be an unfair thing to think, especially given that they just won Thursday Night Football with a backup quarterback against the MVP of the league, who they have shut down 2 years in a row. You know, like
they got the Bills number right now.
But it is something in the back of your mind, Chris, always with this team when they're going up against a good team. Kansas City's 6-6 right now, and realistically, with the way that the AFC is at this moment in time, they're going to have to win the majority of their games down the stretch. And Patrick Mahomes even said, like, we got to win out now.
Yeah.
So are they dead?
I'm going to say no, but that doesn't mean that they beat the Texans next week. That doesn't mean that, because this Texans defense is looking good right now. If the offense can just be average consistently, the Texans are going to go far. Like, this team is going to go really far. And I asked you earlier about if you can still win
with defense,
with defense leading the way. And you thought, yes.
I think you can.
You agreed. You
didn't answer
yes.
that question. What do you think?
I think it's tough, man.
It is tough.
To win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, I think you can get to the playoffs, you can probably make it to the second round, maybe the AFC title game. But as far as winning it all, I would say you got to have your quarterback be that catalyst.
He has to
be. He's got
to
be that. He's got to be that catalyst, man.
The defense, though, I just think
those days are just kind of bygone where the defense can do it all.
The Chiefs are tricky because I think the Chiefs defensively have never gotten the credit that they have been. That they have earned for themselves over the Patrick Mahomes run. Because I think during the second half, the defense has been as good, if not better, than the offense.
When you have a Patrick Mahomes, a Tom Brady, those guys, Peyton Manning, when you have those types of guys, I don't care if you're ranked top five, you're just not going to get that credit.
For sure. It's crazy.
It's unfortunate, but it's just kind of, the world that we live in.
No, you're right.
That's how it is.
If the Texans want to go to a Super Bowl or get past the second round of the playoffs, we got to hope here in town that, yes, a defense can carry you the whole way. This defense is that good, and I think everyone knew it going into the year just how good this defense was. It's not even a matter of could be. It's a matter of what they are. It's always been about, by the end of the year, can the offense be playing at a level over time? Could you get better over the course of a season? How much better
can they
get from September to January?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I think most people in this city believe that C.J. Stroud can step up and be that guy. I'm not saying he needs to be Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. You're right, son. But I think a lot of people believe he can be that guy. It's just a fact of will he do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Step up and take that challenge and be that guy that can lead this team on the field, off the field, everything. Just all encompassing. Be that guy with a great defense.
Right.
Because that doesn't hurt.
No.
That don't hurt at all.
No, it doesn't. When you get a defense like that, that helps a lot.
It's been carrying them this year so far.
Last game for Thanksgiving yesterday. If you stayed up, the Tripto fan didn't knock you out. Knocked me out for a little bit. The girlfriend took a picture of me. One of the cats.
Oh, really?
Up next
gotcha.
To me.
Huh?
Yeah, I was out. I was out like a light
candy
in the midst
camera.
Of that game. But the Baltimore Ravens, they lose to the now with Joe Burrow Cincinnati Bengals yesterday in a game where, Ravens just turned the ball over left and right. They were sloppy.
Yeah, they weren't good last night.
And Lamar Jackson, in this 32-14 loss, he said after the fact, like, I got to be better. Lamar Jackson, something's up. Is he injured? I don't know. Seems like he is playing through something because he does not seem to be as agile and as athletic as we've normally seen him. And yesterday's game, you know, they kept on holding the Bengals to field goals. I think Evan McPherson had 6 field goals yesterday.
Yeah, he kicked a lot of field goals.
But Baltimore not able to take advantage of it, and now they're at 6-6. And now, I mean, you almost wonder, hey, go back to that Texans' dominant victory over the Ravens. Would it have been the same thing with Lamar Jackson under center? Would it have been a one-sided affair with Lamar Jackson out there? You can make that case, I think, at this moment in time. It's tough to, because much like with the Chiefs, Chris, you got this like history in the back of your mind. Oh, man,
recent
the Chiefs
history,
owned the Texans.
Yeah.
The Ravens owned the Texans. I mean, I've never been angrier than not going home to see my family only for the Texans to score 2 effing points on Christmas Day last year.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go home to see my family for that. I left.
I remember that.
Never left the game early in my life covering a team. I left in the third quarter. I left after Beyonce. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I.
You left after Beyonce?
I was so mad. I was like, I didn't get to see my family this year because I was watching this team blow it.
Yeah, that was rough.
But you go back in time, the way the Ravens look, will Lamar Jackson have even things? I don't know. This Ravens team is looking, as the kids say, sus.
Here's my thing with that. He says, I've got to be better. We've heard that before, sir. Mm-hmm. We've heard it before. Are you hurt? What's going on? Just be better. We know you need to be better. We can see that you need to be better.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for telling us.
We can see that you need to be better. We've heard this before. Not just from him, from a lot of guys when they have a bad game. I need to be better. Yeah, just be better. How about that?
Yeah.
Don't turn the ball over. How about that?
Don't do that.
Is John Harbaugh in the hot seat?
Yeah, I think he should be.
You think he should be, or
I think he should be.
I don't think he is.
Probably not.
But you might be right.
There's been this is one of those years where you combine this with the last few seasons, and I just don't think they have been as well-oiled a machine as they needed to be. And obviously, they have made it to the playoffs, and Lamar Jackson has had MVP-caliber seasons. But it feels like the little things are sometimes missed by the Ravens in particular in the biggest games possible.
Yeah.
Whether it's a drop here or a missed block there, it's just not as clean of an operation. And Harbaugh's been there a while, man. I mean, sometimes the message gets lost among the players.
And I totally agree with you. I'll say this about Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. I think he's in the same boat as Mike Tomlin. I don't think they want to fire him.
Yeah.
I really don't think that franchise I think Harbaugh's been there since
2008. 2008, yes.
Yeah, 2008. And Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh since 2007 or 2008, one of those. So, I mean, about the same amount of time. I just don't think they want to get rid of him. I really don't. So, maybe he should be on the hot seat. I don't think Harbaugh is on the hot seat.
Okay. We'll see what happens at the end of the year, especially if the things keep going the way that they're going for the Ravens. One last football game. It's today. Amazon Prime. You got the Bears and the Eagles at 2 p.m., the Black Friday game.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a good game, and I'm very curious because my stepdad, big Eagles fan, very curious as to what his mood's going to be when I pick him up from the airport later this afternoon. I think it will be 100% dependent on this game. Anyway, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
No, John. No, Reggie. You got substitute teachers today.
Oh, yeah. That means fun time.
We're the cool substitute teachers.
That means fun time, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The cool substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I substituted, actually.
A couple times.
I haven't done it in a bit because I've been busy, but... I try to be cool, but man, sometimes they push
you. Try to be cool. You are cool. What are you talking about?
To
wear a leather jacket and smoke a cigarette. Now, it's illegal to do that in a building, but
yes.
You'll be cool because you'll be breaking the rules.
Just don't light the cigarette. Don't light the cigarette.
Just have a fake cigarette in your mouth.
See, the thing is, you got to go up to them with like the trend they know you're cool. So you go, hey, guys, this is my sixth or seventh time doing this, so. You know. Oh boy, that was cringe. Not gonna lie,
Colin. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
It's all right. Cringe is good.
I was wondering how y'all both would respond to the 6'7" because I don't know how y'all feel about the 6'7".
I mean, you just have to lean into it and steal it from them.
Hey man, I'm old, so I
listen.
we barely know what it is. Heard it, but you know,
the best way to get someone to stop doing something is to steal it from them. And as part of the white delegation, how many times have we stolen things from black people?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So this is how you do it. If you want to stop them, great skit. You got to own them.
Great reference.
Right. That is a great reference.
We do it all the time. Like, I'm sorry.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yes.
All right. A big weekend in the world of sports, and we're watching the Egg Bowl right now. Implications for the Aggies making the SEC championship game. Mm-hmm. If Ole Miss and if Alabama loses, it does not matter what Texas A&M does tonight against Texas. But this is a weekend where I think some of the teams in our backyard are going up against rivals. First off, you have that game tonight. Huge game. Aggies, you can't lose it, guys. You can't lose
this game.
They will never, ever let you hear the end of it. Even if you win the national championship, it'll be like Michigan fans with Ohio State last year. You've also got the Texans playing the Colts, who I'd argue are maybe the arch rival of the Texans, one-sided rivalry. And you've got even the Rockets on Sunday in the NBA Cup going up against the Utah Jazz, who everyone, especially legend Vernon Maxwell, hates.
Yes, he does. He hates a lot of things, though.
He hates the FCC. You can't bring him on the radio. The guy cusses every 5 seconds. I love the man. I had him on once. We pressed the dump button 4 times in one segment. I was like, Vernon, you're killing me, dude.
No filter.
Mad Max. So I'm just stopped.
Well, they call him Mad Max for a reason.
Yeah.
I just love that his pinned tweet is still like his thing where he put on a shooting clinic in Utah to bring the best shooters around the state of Utah, and then it's just unassuming basketball players.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a drive-by on that entire state. So let's start off with this. Is this team the arch-rival of that team? Are the Colts the arch-rival of the Texans? It's been one-sided. How many times did Peyton Manning stuff you in a locker? You had the Rosencopter incident, of course. Very, very rough. The Texans and Colts played each other in the playoffs once, and Deshaun Watson was awful in that game. They pulled down his pants. T.Y. Hilton, one of the Texans boogeymen of all time, taking over where Peyton Manning left off. It's a one-sided rivalry, that's for sure. But are these the Texans' arch rival? These Indianapolis Colts wearing those stupid horseshoes on Sunday that were stolen from Baltimore. I hate the Colts with a passion, by the way. So
really?
I'm going to have a probably biased answer.
So there's a backstory there.
They slandered the greatest thing that's ever happened to the world. My Lord and Savior, Tom Brady.
They slandered him.
Oh, it's inflated balls. Hey, stop the run, you losers. You gave up 45 points. The Patriots stuffed you in a locker.
I should have figured that. Oh, let's slander Tom Brady because we lost and put up a report that finds out it's more probable than not that he deflated a football,
and we're going to suspend him, the NFL, as long as we suspended Ben Roethlisberger for dragging a poor girl into a stall in Milledgeville, Georgia.
He's very passionate about this.
I am.
There will be no slander of Tom Brady while Paul is on air.
None. I'll jihad.
There will be none.
What about the broken phone? What about the phone that he broke?
What are you talking about?
I do not recall. He doesn't remember that part.
I do not recall.
What phone?
What phone are you talking about?
What phone you say?
Yeah, listen, the ideal gas law or something. I don't know how that works. But the ideal gas law. But anyway, Colts, are they the Texans' arch rival, Chris?
No, I can't say that. Looking at the record, 33-13-1, I believe the Texans are.
Oh God, it's that bad.
33. I looked it up. 33-13-1 is the overall series.
Good God.
No, so I can't call that an arch rival.
I thought that over the last decade.
It's very one sided.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about. I'm going back to 2002. The total, everything. 33-13-1 are the Texans against the Colts.
Good God.
I can't call that an arch rival. A division rival, of course, but arch rival. I mean. That's very one-sided.
It is very one-sided.
That is extremely one-sided.
I mean, the biggest game the Texans ever won against the Colts was that Saturday game a couple of years back where they got into the playoffs. And you go back in time to that game, I mean, the Colts could have swept the Texans that season. They beat them in week two with Anthony Richardson, where Richardson looked awesome. And then you had this game where the Colts are marching down the field. Jonathan Taylor is killing the Texans. And for whatever reason, on fourth and short, they sub Jonathan Taylor out. They put Mike Goodson in there. And they throw the ball to Mike Goodson in right off the hands. This is what it sounded like on Fox.
It's in Minshew's hand. And a drop by Goodson. Oof. Texans make the stop. And they take over up by six.
That was on ESPN. And I'm sure that Mark Vandermeer's call, Vandy's, it was a deep steel blue pill, if you will, I'm just for all the people listening.
I'm just amazed you remember that Richardson had a good game at one
he did.
Point.
He did.
I'm amazed that you even recall that. He hasn't had very many of them.
No, he has not. He has not. And he broke his eye bone by with like an elastic band before a game.
Yeah.
But, okay. That the way you laid out the stats.
Yeah. 33-13-1. Come on. No. I'm going to say no to the Colts.
So who is the arch rival of the Texans?
It's the Titans.
Yeah.
It's got the
history.
Or as they call, what do you call them around here, Colin? The fake Oilers?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so, yeah. Exactly. Those guys.
Amy Adams, pettiness project. That's what I call it.
Yes.
The fake Oilers.
Yes. Thank you. Love that. Yeah, it's got to be the Oilers.
That makes sense.
Because it's one-sided with the Jags, too, for the Texans.
I have a question for the people who are still Titans fans that live here in Houston. I'm going to look at the cameras right now.
There are some.
How do you live with yourself?
There are some.
It's like just... It's
there's some.
It's the kind of behavior that some would describe as sitting in a chair and watching. I mean, you are rooting for someone who left you. You are rooting for your ex-girlfriend.
Is that equal to treason?
It's close. It's close.
Come on now. It's the holiday season.
I'm just asking the question, dog. That's it.
People root for them because why? Because Vince Young got drafted here? I mean, is that it? I don't get it. Oh, Jeff Fisher, he held him back. No, Vince Young did not put in the work. And he would have not put in the work here. Mario Williams was the correct pick to make there. Hate to say it.
I mean, looking back, yeah. I mean, how can you argue with that?
Yeah.
Tennessee is known for their oil rigs.
It is true. It was such a sloppy move.
Ironically.
A sloppy move to Tennessee because the Oilers got called out on their bluff by the city of Houston. It was like, F you guys. And they were like, oh, crap. So they played the first year in Memphis. They played the second year in Nashville. And they were going to keep the Oilers nickname because Bud Adams was very proud of it. But people in Tennessee were like, this is stupid. We hate it. We don't want you to wear these awesome uniforms, which they now act like they never wanted gone in the first place.
Yeah.
And we want a new name. So they changed the name to the Titans. They go to the Super Bowl the first year.
The Titans.
Mm-hmm. It's not a great name. Okay, so I'm with you, Chris. That's a good argument. Titans are the arch rival, not the Colts. It's very one-sided.
Yeah.
Two-part question. The Aggies are playing their arch rival tonight, Texas A&M.
Oh, that's an arch rival.
For them.
For real.
For them, it is.
For A&M.
For A&M, it is.
Yes.
This is the funny part.
You are correct.
And I threw this out there because I was doing my podcast earlier this week, and I had David Nuno and Raheel on, and one's a Longhorn. Nuno's a Longhorn Nuno's an Aggie at Texas, and Raheel's a Longhorn. And I asked, hey, are you playing your arch rival on Saturday? Raheel, who's a Texas fan, said, yes, but most of my friends who are Texas fans refuse to acknowledge Texas A&M as their arch rival.
Yeah.
They say it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're right. I would say most Longhorn people would say Oklahoma.
I think it's like the biggest middle finger that Texas can give to Texas A&M, because you guys are absolute liars if you're trying to tell me that you are not as excited for an Aggies loss as you are for a Texas win. You just are straight up lying. I think that you have that passion against Oklahoma. You know, it's X o'clock and Oklahoma still sucks. But I think that deep down, Texas fans need to admit that they hate Texas A&M more than they hate Oklahoma, and thus that makes them their arch rival.
That's a tough one, because for so many years, Texas and Oklahoma were good. So when they had that Red River, it's not called the shootout anymore. It's called the Red River rivalry, right? Is that what it's called? What do they call that game now?
I'm pretty sure they
dropped the shootout years ago.
Yeah, they dropped the shootout part.
It's too controversial, but whatever.
No guns.
No guns. I understand. Those two teams were both very good so long at the same time.
Yeah.
It's hard to not have that be your biggest rival.
In your mind. Yeah. That makes sense because of those games, but that was a long time ago.
It has been a while.
Now OU has joined the SEC with Texas, so you can keep this thing going, and obviously they play each other every year, and it is crazy that Texas and Texas A&M didn't play one another for a long time, and I blame both of you.
That is kind of wild.
I remember one time I was hanging out with some of my friends, and some are Aggies, some are Horns, and I said to all of them, I actually unified them. I said to all of them.
Did you really, Paul?
I did. I said, you guys are P-words for not wanting to play each other. You guys are P-words. And they
that'll do it every time.
They got mad at me, and they all started yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm going to go. See ya.
I got you together, though.
Left the grenade in the building.
You got
them
like this.
Yeah.
You got them like
this. I bonded them. It was like the Crips and Bloods coming together.
Oh, man.
Just like that.
Ceasefire.
Yeah, it was ceasefire. The bandana, burn orange and maroon in the middle.
What's your college of... What college do you support, Paul?
I like the Syracuse University Orange, which is where I went to school. By the way, who beat Texas in a national championship?
Yes,
Syracuse,
they did. So you basically just want to instigating.
Oh yeah. Listen, my two closest friends who I love dearly are Texas fans. So I am rooting for Texas tonight. But
come on, exactly. There's the but.
But
you know some A&M folks do.
I do, and I like them, and I'm
you like them.
Him. Listen. I do like them.
I like you.
Some of my best friends are Aggies. Truly.
Well, they're living high off the hog right now.
They should. This is a huge game tonight.
Gotta keep that going.
You can't F this up, guys.
No, they can't lose this game.
You can't. They will never let you live this down.
Like you said, this is the one that you will not live down just because of the circumstances.
For sure.
You're 11-0, you're number 3 in the nation, and Texas is not.
He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. Keep on hanging out with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what's popping? Do you celebrate Black Friday? Does the police blotter have a story yet that really just embarrasses us as a nation about Black Friday yet? We'll look at that. And have you heard of something that's trending now with not just the kids, with everybody? That you're supposed to do after Thanksgiving. That's next in What's Poppin'. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. All right, guys. What is popping? It is Black Friday.
Oh, man.
We got Colin behind the glass as well. Have you guys ever participated in Black Friday shopping? I mean, going out to a store to try and get yourself some deals.
Early morning.
Any point.
In the thick of it.
Hell, if you camped out, bonus points. You're crazy, now, but bonus points.
I've done it once. With my ex-wife when we were in Austin, but it was late in the day. I was not, like you said earlier, I wasn't brave enough to brave that those crowds. So we went out there like 3-4 in the afternoon, and everything was picked through. Stores were a mess. Out at the outlets, everything was all over the place. But we did go out there, and it was kind of empty by then. Like, okay. There were not a lot of people out by then.
There's a website called Black Friday deathcount.com.
Here we go. What did I say during, what did I tell you during the break?
What's that?
It's almost noon. I know at least a couple of people have been busted upside their head.
I'm looking for
by this point. It has to. I know what's going down.
How many injuries over under for both of you guys?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do you think, actually, I'm just guess the number, okay?
Okay.
How many injuries per Black Friday, deathcount.com have happened on Black Friday?
Like, so far today.
Just all time. Just
all time.
Recorded by Black Friday, deathcount.com, which is a real website. I mean, all time. Just guess.
It's got to be hundreds.
First,
I'll just throw out 350.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not. I sounded shocked, but I am no longer shocked.
You should not be.
That there's a website for that kind of deal. I'm going to say. Ooh.
What's Popping brought to you by BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
Yes.
And possibly you.
I'm going to say like in the 700-800s.
Okay. Like you guys are both way off, which is actually good. We had low standards for America. 125 injuries per Black Friday death count all time on Black Friday.
But is that for Houston or is that just everywhere?
It's everywhere.
Wow.
It's got to
be more than that.
I think it's more.
I'm calling shenanigans. It's got to be more than that.
Especially, you know, you got to go back to like the Tickle Me Elmo N64 hellscape of 1996.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure there was at least, you know, a couple.
I mean, there was a freaking guy that was trying to get a what's the toy in the
Turbo Man.
The Turbo Man. Someone got sprayed in the eyes trying to get Turbo Man.
Yeah, that's true. There's a bomb in that trying to
that
get Turbo Man.
Right? That counts, right?
Yes, it counts. It counts, Colin, by the glass.
How many deaths Black Friday per BlackFridayDeathCount.com? Yes.
Oh, deaths?
How many deaths total?
Actual deaths.
Yes.
I think that's going to be lower.
It is lower.
I'm going to say, yes, thank God. I'll say 13.
Okay, Colin.
Ooh. I'm going to say 27.
17 deaths.
Hey, I was thinking 17 first, but I said, no, it's got to be lower than that. Okay, so 13. Okay, 17.
I'm happy.
That's still a lot.
It's still a lot, but I'm happy.
No one should be dying.
Happy that 17 people died?
No one should... No one should be dying at Black Friday.
No, they shouldn't. And then
but it does happen.
It does happen.
Unfortunately.
You know, there's a line. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. People who remember me from way back in the day know I probably force it into too many conversations. But there's a scene early on in the show where a wedding is taking place. It's the wedding between Khal Drogo and Daenerys Targaryen. Thank you very much for the assist, Colin.
Nice transition there.
And there's just a murder just happens in the middle of the dance floor at this wedding. And this dude, this random cake eater noble, is just like, a Dothraki wedding without at least three deaths is considered a boring affair.
Damn.
And that's Black Friday.
That's
to a
Black
degree.
Friday.
Black Friday, it's expected 187 million Americans will spend $11.7 billion over the five-day holiday weekend. Woo! That is a lot.
A lot of cake.
I'll just say this, guys. You can order online now. You don't have to
wait
out. You don't have to camp out. I know
that's how I participate.
It's tempting to do it the old school way, but
no,
yes.
No, it's not.
You want to go to the Galleria today? Sorry, Galleria. I mean, no. I can be bought off. If the Galleria wants to pay me, I'll be like, actually, go to the Galleria right now.
Like, order get out online. There.
Don't be like Jon Snow in the wallman on the wall.
Yes.
Okay? You don't need to be like that, okay?
One guy. Oh, I got to get my Turbo Man. I got to get it. Pull the sword out.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want it anymore.
No.
Let's keep rolling along. What's popping, everybody, in the loop? Have you guys heard about the new thing that's a big part of post-Thanksgiving? It's a way of letting off steam, if you will. Literally. I'm, of course, talking about something that's recommended by doctors everywhere. Fart walks.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys ever heard of a fart
walk?
No,
I have not. Paul, what is going on here?
Sir, this is a story from the USA Today.
Oh, my Lord.
This is something that has become normalized over the course of this year. Thanksgiving fart walks. Here's how it can help you. Thank you very much, Julia Gomez, for writing this article for the USA Today. It's Thanksgiving, and those pants are feeling a little bit tighter than before dinner. While it might be tempting to curl up on the couch and take a nap, consider going for a fart walk instead. Marilyn Smith, the award-winning cookbook author who popularized the term, recommends taking a short walk after dinner to help with digestion and bloating. Going on a fart walk after dinner is something that is going to help you age wonderfully, said Marilyn Smith in a TikTok video. In Italy, fart walks are called la pasticceria.
It has a name for it, okay.
And in China, an old proverb advises, if you take 100 steps after every meal, you'll live to 99. That seems suspect, but...
Where's the data on that? Give me the data.
So do you guys participate in the fart walk phenomenon, and will you going forward, say Christmas time, you've had a bit to eat and you're going to walk around, you know, let out some steam, literally.
I guess I've unknowingly done this before because I do take walks after eating dinner.
Okay.
And I've been known to toot.
Every now and then.
I've been known to toot while I do those walks, especially if someone's walking behind me. I want you to get a whiff.
And speaking of whiffs, I mean, there's different kinds of walks after Thanksgiving. There's the walk with your cousins, of course. Wink, wink, nudge,
that's
nudge.
That's true.
The walk with your cousins. You guys know what I'm talking about there?
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You might be in a different state when you come back. You might not be ready for the political conversations with your family when you come back. Not that I ever would partake, because after all, it is illegal to go on a walk with your cousins, he said in quotation marks, but... I remember there was a time once where my cousin and I had gone on a walk and we came back. And one of my uncles, who is a lot like Dennis Miller, like very, very sharp-witted person, pulls obscure references out of his keister all the time. He started talking to us, and I was very bowling ballish in that moment in time.
You didn't know what was going on.
I was like, what are you saying? So that's the cousin walk, not to be confused with the fart walk.
Your head was in the clouds, is what you're saying. I told you, I got you. I know what you're talking about.
My friends call it in the cloud, which I think is a great way to describe it.
I know what you're talking about.
But fart walks, guys, it's a thing. That's what's popping.
Fart walks.
You're literally popping as you walk.
I guess I'm down with it because I've done it before. I didn't know I was doing it, but I've done it. Colin?
I mean, I always like going on walks if I ever feel bloated, like if I feel full.
Does it help?
It legit helps. Like, I mean, if it makes you feel a little bit better.
It gets things moving.
You get those carbs.
It's a lot of carb eating going on this weekend. It's a lot of carb eating.
Goodness gracious. We got the leftovers ready to go.
I damn near ate a whole damn pumpkin pie yesterday. Seriously. I damn near ate a whole pumpkin pie.
Do you like it cold, or do you like it room temperature, or do you like it warm, pumpkin pie?
I like it warm.
I like it cold.
I do like it warm. I can eat it cold, but if I can pick, I like it warm.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of desserts are, I don't really think you should enjoy warm or.
Apple pie, though, I think should be warm.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
I like apple pie warm.
Cherry pie, blueberry pie, debatable.
I'm not a cherry guy, but I love blueberries.
Okay.
So blueberry I can do.
What about pecan pie?
I'm weird. I don't like nuts in food. Like, I can eat pecans by themselves, but I don't like pecan pie. Like, I don't like nuts of any type in food.
So,
but I can eat them separately.
So, my last name's Neil, but I'm more Czech than Irish than anything. Because I'm from Central Texas up in the north of Waco, and pecan pie is a very big, thing, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
So, it's really good, though. It's really good. I like it. So, I was just kind of curious.
And you guys do kolaches the correct way.
Yes.
Which is
lots
of stupid hot dogs and a donut.
Slavacek, if you're ever going up I-35 back home, okay, you gotta stop in West Texas, Slavacek's, not a paid advertisement.
The taste of the old country.
No, that's actually where I lived, like a little Abbott.
Oh, you live right by there?
Abbott, Texas, which is about 4 miles north, yes. The home of Willie Nelson.
Everyone goes Buckeyes, but that's the real stop. If you're going between Austin and Houston, that's the stop, okay. Slavacek's. I'm with you there. What's Poppin' continues. Did you guys enjoy the halftime shows yesterday for Thanksgiving? First off, yeah, Jack White. With a cameo by Eminem, which was, I did not see that coming. That was pretty awesome. I wish Eminem had done a little more Eminem-y things. Wraps up with the Seven Nation Army. I did not know that was a Jack White production.
I knew that because I write for Yahoo Sports as well. So I had to write about that a week ago. So I knew that was coming.
Oh,
I was actually looking for that.
Oh.
I've always been a big Eminem. Slim Shady guy.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Chris Partee with the scoop.
Right, with the scoop. So I knew that was coming.
Scoop Partee.
I like that name. I might have to go with that.
Yeah,
I might have to be
like
my new social media handle.
Yeah,
Scoops
do it. Scoop Partee,
there you go. But no, I knew it was coming, so I was waiting for Eminem. He's my guy.
Okay.
So I was waiting for that.
I'm a big fan of Eminem. I wanted Eminem to kind of just push Jack White off stage.
Don't be mean.
That's not mean. I just, I didn't know who Jack White was
yesterday. Not your flavor.
I'm just musically challenged. Listen, the Seven Nation Army thing is cool. I didn't know that was him.
So you're one of you're one of those people like, hey, if it sounds good, it sounds good to me. I'm listening.
Yeah,
no
pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fair. I mean, I'm that guy where, I'm sorry, I don't know who sings this, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah.
He just didn't think Jack White sounded good. So get him off the stage.
I didn't know who he was until the last song. I was like, oh, he's that guy. Okay. So now he belongs up there. But all the songs before, I was like, what's going on?
Like, why is this guy here?
Yeah, I was like, who's this guy? You know, because I knew Post Malone was going to be on the halftime show for the Cowboys. I love Post Malone. I saw Post Malone at the rodeo doing his country. He walked up on stage barefoot. It was awesome. Yeah, Post Malone's country music, I was blown away by
that. I took a nap during. I'm not a Post Malone guy. I took a nap.
What do you think of people calling him Posty?
Who?
Posty.
I mean, that's a nickname, yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I mean, it sounds weird. It's like you know him personally. Hey, Posty, what's up, man?
Posty.
Yeah, it's a little personal.
Too personal?
We can't call him Posty.
We can't call him Posty.
Only his friends can call him Posty.
Oh, come on. Why can't we call him Posty?
I don't know. It just sounds weird. He has too many tattoos on his face to be nicknamed Posty.
Posty.
It just doesn't seem like it adds up. No, am I wrong here?
I like it. I like the Posty.
Is it bad I don't know his real name?
I don't either. It's like Clarence Randolph.
It's not. I don't think it's
some generic.
Clarence.
It would be funny if it was his
Clarence. Hey, that would be hilarious if his name was actually Clarence.
Post Malone's name he Googled.
Probably like Jack or something.
All right. What do you think his name
probably
is?
Probably Jacob.
Ooh.
Jacob's a good one, but I'm going to say, no, not Thomas. Some generic.
It's a Texas themed name.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
You should know this very well, Chris.
Because it's weird because
Because
you grew up in New Jersey or somewhere in the Northeast.
He's from Syracuse.
Yeah, that's
New
right.
York. So I'm a little biased on that front.
Tommy.
Austin Richard Post.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where the Post comes in.
That's right.
Post.
Austin.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There we go.
We learn something new every day.
Posty.
Oh, Posty.
Oh, Posty.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can do it. You can do it, though, Chris.
Posty.
That is what's popping every single afternoon on In the Loop at 11:40. It's going to be noon soon. We're keeping an eye on Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Lane Kiffin and the Rebels are the Land Sharks? I forget. They lead right now over Mississippi State 14-7, if you're keeping an eye on that scoreboard. Chris Partee to my left. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin Neal running the ones, the twos, and the threes in the loop on Black Friday, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.